Jamie Grace and some really big sleigh bells there. What child is this? Wes King, Okomo Come Emmanuel. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, 7:04.
Hey, good morning, friends. Thank you so much for sticking with us during 2020 and believing in the ministry of WJTL. It's your support that helps us be a light here in the community. WJTL raises a significant portion of its support during this, the last month of the year, and you are needed. I invite you to send your end-of-the-year donation to WJTL 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, 17545, or you can make a pledge or donation online at WJTL.com, and we thank you.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend from Servant Stage, Tyler Hoover. Good morning to you, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. Is there anyone you want to say hi to this morning?
Yes, would love to say good morning to my wife, Sandra, and our three little kids who I believe may be listening in this morning.
Awesome. So first, just quick, give us the 30-second version of what Servant Stage is all about and a brief history.
Sure. Servant Stage is a regional theater company here based in Lancaster with a mission to make outstanding, exceptional, uplifting theater experiences available and accessible to our community, and especially those who may have physical or financial limitations. And so for the last several years, that's meant touring productions around the community to retirement homes, churches, schools, offering all of those shows as pay what you will, and to really remove any inhibitors from folks getting to see and experience the shows. Obviously, 2020 has put a major hit on live performances, and so we've been forced to kind of pivot and adapt. And so we, early on in the year, began producing virtual shows, virtual concerts online. It involved more than 200 performers from the community, and in the last 8 months have produced more than 24 virtual concerts online.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I've been really forced to adapt to the hand we've been dealt, but have been incredibly blessed by the outpouring of support from the community and our performers as well.
We want to talk about your Christmas programs, and we'll do that a little later. First, I'm curious, what's your 2021 season looking like with COVID still impacting the beginning of that?
Sure, sure. Well, obviously, the safety of our community, I mean, both our audiences and our performers, is our chief concern. And so we've been very careful all the way along, paying close attention to government regulations and also, you know, consulting those in our community. But we are also looking ahead to the future with hope. And so it's our hope to begin the season still in the virtual mode and then slowly transitioning back into live in-person performances, you know, mid-year. So holding all that loosely, but making plans that direction. And so it's an incredibly exciting season. We've got a regional premiere of a Broadway musical, Amazing Grace, a world premiere of a new musical, Prodigal, our original review shows, our youth productions, our youth theater is thriving as much as ever. We continue to grow that program virtually in 2020, and our hope is to continue to see that grow and begin to be more in person again in 2021. So it's going to be an incredible year.
If folks want to keep up to date and see some of your shows, your virtual shows, or even look ahead to your live shows for next year, can they visit you online?
Absolutely. We're at servantstage.org. And if you go there, you can not only reserve tickets for what's coming up, but you can also watch any of the virtual concerts that were produced in the last year.
That's awesome that you can go back and do that.
Love that.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to talk more with Tyler. We'll find out about all the Christmas shows that are coming up and how you can enjoy them and get the Christmas spirit this holiday season. Coming up, we've got more music for you, too. Joel Vaughn and